Info Tomorrow's News Today.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is I, Brianna Morello, filling in for Alex today. Buckle up, folks. We've got a lot that we're going to be discussing on today's program. I'm excited you're jumping on board with us. As many of you guys know, I host the American Journal, normally on InfoWars. But today we're switching things up, and I'm very thankful that you're all jumping on with us. A lot happening in the last few minutes that we want to make sure you are read in on. But most importantly, we have an incredible lineup of guests joining us today, and I'm very excited about that. Let me just give you some brief overview as to who's going to be joining me on today's show. Sarah Gonzalez will be joining us in a bit, and there's a lot to talk about in regards to H-1B visas because she has been on the ball and exposing all of the H-1B visa fraud in the great state of Texas. So I look forward to having her on for that. Joe Pags will also join the program as well. Mel Kay, who I know is a fan favorite, will be joining me later in the show as well. Autry Pruitt also jumping on to give us some business news and to react to the left's push to pretend like, you know, women are just too dumb to be able to obtain a voter ID and vote in our federal elections. He'll be jumping in on that as well. I'll also be joined in by Dan Ball, one of the great hosts over at OAN. Dan's been sounding off on a lot, but as many of you guys are probably well aware of, OAN and InfoWars have been censored as one of the great media outlets. And there's a lot of censorship going on all around the country still to this day. Dan's going to be weighing in on that, plus the failures within the corporate media because CNN is collapsing. And we're going to do a little victory lap there with Dan. I'll also be joined by Ken Silva as well. Ken is a great independent journalist over at Headline USA, and he's doing some incredible document diving, and he just learned more about Thomas Crooks, and he's going to be joining us to detail just that. But we're not stopping there, folks. There's just been a ruling handed down by the corrupt judge, James Boasberg, and this one has to do with those Venezuelan illegal aliens that were deported and sent out of the country. Well, Judge Boasberg is now trying to get the Trump administration to bring those illegal aliens back into this country. I'll give you the very latest ruling that just dropped a couple of minutes ago as well. Plus, Tom Homan, is he giving in? You know, I'm watching everyone on X, and they're not very happy with what's going on right now. Tom Homan holding a press conference earlier this morning. And at that press conference, Homan specifically was detailing, well, DHS's plans to start pulling more and more agents out of Minneapolis and Minnesota. Folks, I've been talking to sources, DHS sources, several of them, and I'm going to give you some insight on this before you get upset, because there's been a lot of really disappointing things happening within the Trump administration, but you got to get some context here, and I will give you that context that you're not going to see anywhere else in just a little bit. Plus also, I don't know if you saw it, but the Minnesota AG, Keith Ellison, has been testifying today in front of Congress, and it's been quite the enlightening experience. Of course, he's getting into a little bit of a pushback between, well, we'll play you the clips. It's been an interesting thing to sit back and watch. Plus, I'm starting to change my mind on this whole Epstein files situation that we have going on right now. It's starting to feel like to me is they're just trying to be very selective, and they're also trying to use this as rage bait. Now, listen, we could all sit here and say that we side with sexual assault survivors. I do. But at this point, if you're not willing to drop the names, then leave us alone. Leave us alone. I'm done with this political theatrical theater that we have going on right now where everyone's pretending like this is all President Trump's fault. It's not all President Trump's fault. I'm going to break down my argument in all of this because it's starting to be kind of an eye-opening experience for me. We're done. We're done. Plus those Mexican drones. Remember they told you yesterday that the Mexican cartel were launching drones in the El Paso area, and that's the reason why they had to shut down the airport. Well, I'm going to give you my take on that. I don't know if it's really the cartel that had those drones circling around. So we've got a lot to discuss in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. My name is Brianna Morello. I'm filling in for Alex Jones today. We've got a lot to discuss in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. Out of all the amazing supplements at theyellowshowstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to theyellowshowstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at theyellowshowstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show. I am Brianna Morello, filling in for Alex today. And it's not just me. I have the first 3 hours. Kelsey Sharon will be on for the next, I guess we'll just say the fourth hour of the program. So buckle up, folks. We've got a lot to discuss. But most importantly, we've got a lot going on over here. And a lot to break down to you all. A lot of congressional hearings going on right now, a lot of press conferences, and a lot of BS, a lot of BS. So welcome aboard, folks. We have a jam-packed 3 hours coming your way, plus the fourth hour will be very enlightening. I know just that. So stay put. We got a lot to discuss. Sarah Gonzalez will be joining me in this hour of the program, and she's going to sound off because she is one of the very few sounding the alarms on H-1B visas, but the scam that's going on right now in Texas, it's an invasion in Texas, specifically the DFW area, but we're kind of unearthing new pieces of evidence that show not only are these individuals who are mainly Indian and Chinese manipulating and pretty much scamming us out of our H-1B visa system that we have currently in this country that shouldn't really exist, but it does. We're also learning more about how companies, American companies, companies like Microsoft are utilizing this. They're ditching American workers and they're filling slots with H-1B visa workers. It's an absolute disgrace to this great country, but we'll be talking about that with Sarah in just a bit. But I want to get to this because as if these treasonous pigs weren't bad enough, we continue to see more pieces of evidence that prove just that. I want to get to this ruling that just came down a couple of minutes ago. It comes from the very corrupt judge, Judge James Boasberg. As many of you guys know, he is a, I'll just call him, he's a communist pig. And the reason why I'm really infuriated by this is he just passed down this ruling. And this ruling is what we've been warning you about for quite some time now. Boasberg isn't happy that the Trump administration has, in fact, deported individuals that were not supposed to be in our country in the first place. The worst, the most violent criminals were shipped out of our country. Now, Judge Boasberg tends to think that they... Well, that they are due process. Now, I'd argue that's only a luxury for American citizens. But Boasberg seems to believe that that also should be extended to non-U.S. citizens, invaders, in fact. And he just handed out a ruling which is going to require the Trump administration to bring those, 100 of them, those men back into the United States. Folks, we're talking about the worst of the worst. We're talking about gang members, cartel members, scumbags. Boasberg wants them back in our country. You see, this is the problem here. And it's not just Boasberg that's the problem here. It's the people who have enabled him, the members of Congress who are refusing to get him kicked off the bench and do their damn jobs. That's the problem here. So when you look at the Boasberg ruling that's just dropped, know that. Know this was only allowed because of the scumbags who are currently occupying right now Washington, D.C., and have allowed him to continue to do what he does best, which has obviously issued these very, very partisan rulings, which obviously do not work in the best interest of the American people. And he knows that. So folks, right now he's trying to force the Trump administration to bring those scumbags back into the United States. That's the ruling that just came down from Boasberg just a few moments ago. Now, again, this has a lot to do with the fight that's been going on right now. And I don't even understand, and I'm not going to go lightly on this, but I want to highlight the fact that the Trump administration knew that this was the problem. They knew that they had a long battle ahead of them in regards to all of this. When it comes to the fact that they allowed all these invaders, millions of them, they'll throw a number at you, 15 million, 20 million, just double whatever they tell you. We allowed millions of invaders into this country. And right now, the left is doing actually a very good job at pushing back. They've unleashed their own terrorists into cities like Minneapolis to taunt and to make sure that ICE can't do its jobs. Now, obviously, those ICE agents have done an incredible job at pushing back and trying their very best to go around all of this. But I know a lot of people were discouraged earlier today when they saw the border czar, Tom Homan, hold a press conference. And I announced there was a press conference going on late last night when I got the announcement in my inbox. But they were very disappointed. I know a lot of people were disappointed when Homan announced that he was going to be taking back, and they've been doing this for the last few days now, and they've been pulling DHS agents out of Minneapolis. Now, I know a lot of folks are very red-pilled on this one, and or black-pilled, I guess I should say, on this one. But I'm going to give you some context here. First, let's go to this. Let's listen to what Tom Homan had to say earlier today. Take a listen to clip one.
With that, in success that has been made arresting public safety threats and other priorities since this surge operation began, as well as the unprecedented levels of coordination we have obtained from state officials and local law enforcement, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude. A significant drawdown has already been underway this week and will continue through the next week. We have a lot of work to do across this country to remove public safety risk who shouldn't even be in this country and to deliver on President Trump's promise for strong border security and mass deportation. Law enforcement officers drawn down from this surge operation will either return to the duty station or be signed elsewhere to achieve just that.
All right. As many of you guys know, I do have some great solid sources inside of DHS. And a lot of these sources have told me over the last few weeks that one of their greatest regrets was announcing this big operation in places like Minneapolis. Why is that? Well, hear me out. When they made these announcements, all of these left-wing terrorists decided to deploy to these regions. They've been holding up a lot of these operations by launching these so-called protests, trying their very best to stop ICE from doing their jobs. What have they been doing? Well, obviously, we talk about it all the time on InfoWars, but they have been using their vehicles as weapons. They have been harassing these ICE agents. They won't even allow them to sleep at hotels in nearby areas. In fact, we've seen it where they've launched attacks while these agents are trying to sleep. They've also told me that they're really upset, mainly because of the fact that these operations have been so, let's just say, very politicized, that a lot of the illegal aliens, the violent ones, have left the area. So they knew that they were going to be swept up into all of this. So they're no longer where they were supposed to be. And so it's really prevented ICE from being able to do their own job. So hear me out here. From that perspective, do I think that the Trump administration, as many of you guys know, have been very critical in all of this, but do you think that I think that the Trump administration is backing out of mass deportations? I don't think so. That's the one commitment that the president knows the American people will not let up on. And if he tries to do that, he will not well, have the support of his base. I mean, that's the reality of it. I've heard things from him, obviously. We've heard a lot of things from him. But from what I think when I listen to Tom Homan speak, I think that they're just trying to deflect the attention now. They're trying to get these left-wing terrorists out of the area to get them to stop harassing ICE agents so they could go out there and do the jobs. The reality of it is they are following these ICE agents around. They can't even rent cars right now without there being an issue. And although we'll play it in a little bit. Although Tom Homan claims that local officials are now agreeing to work with DHS, the reality of it is they have a big, big battle up ahead of them right now. And so that is something to keep in your mind. I think what they're doing here, specifically, I think what they're doing here is they are just trying their very best to deflect the attention. And I think that's what you see Tom Homan doing here. Folks, we're not letting up. Mass deportations was the promise that was laid out, and that is what the American people expect. Nothing less. Every single illegal invader needs to be tossed out of this country. Doesn't matter whether you consider them to be violent or not. They have committed crimes. They're not supposed to be here. They do not belong here. We don't want them here, and they need to be shipped out of this country. We will not accept anything less. It's also important to note that Tom Homan, during the press conference, said, I'll say it again, President Trump made a promise of mass deportations. And that is what this country is going to get. But it's smart law enforcement to do targeted enforcement operations. So that was a quote that made me think, okay, there's more to this. This isn't exactly 100% a just surrendering in Minneapolis. But But then Tom Homan said this. Tom Homan's claiming that the local officials in Minneapolis are working with DHS now. Now, it's quite strange. I don't really believe any of this right now. I don't think that they are. But I want you to listen in to clip two, because I don't think much has changed. But this is what Homan said earlier today.
We now have the ability to arrest criminal aliens in the safety and security of jails throughout the state at the time they're being released, like we've done in other states. I've also directed the strategic placement of officers in certain areas throughout the states that can respond quickly to sheriffs that want to release somebody and notify us. We need to be nearby so they don't hold them unnecessarily. So we worked on a strategic plan to reassign officers in those key locations. Arresting a public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail is safer for the alien, it's safer for the officer, and safer for the community. I think we all can agree on that. It requires less resources for at-large operations. It just makes sense. I'll say it again, as I've said many times, we are not asking local law enforcement to act as immigration officers. I don't want them to be immigration officers. We're the immigration officers. We just want them to be cops. We're asking law enforcement to coordinate with other law enforcement to help keep public safety risk out of the communities.
Folks, I mean, I hope they're working with them. I just don't know, and I haven't really seen much of a change. And those on the left are declaring victory here. I mean, make no mistake, the governor, the AG, all of them think that they've just won this war against the federal government. Again, they were the ones that declared this war. They were the ones that decided to protect these illegal invaders and to carry out these attacks. So is the Trump administration completely surrendering? I don't think so. I think they need the attention shifted away from what's happening in Minneapolis. But we won't know until we see those numbers. We won't know until we see those numbers. Earlier today as well, Keith Ellison is actually testifying, and it was quite the interesting event because there's a lot of screaming back and forth. Now, he is the attorney general in Minnesota, and obviously, if you've been looking and watching, you know, InfoWars, there's a lot of issues with Ellison that have been called into question. A lot of individuals do believe that he's extremely corrupt. We've heard the recordings as well where he's been getting a lot of campaign contributions from individuals that are accused of stealing money from the American people. And Ellison was grilled about this earlier today on The Hill in clip three. Take a listen.
Were you ever concerned about encouraging, I guess, people to support you to go out and put themselves into harm's way?
No, we never.
Impeding and obstructing illegal law enforcement action. Did that ever concern you?
Sir, that never happened. We all times said, if you want to protest, protest peacefully. Protest safely, but I'll always be for the First Amendment.
But you were seeing the scuffles, right? You were seeing the, and by the way, Minneapolis police officials could not help protect ICE officials, right? I mean, Representative Niskus, isn't that when you're talking about the nullification of federal law, isn't that one of the, you know, Hennepin County that they simply could not help and protect ICE in their legal law enforcement actions?
The Minneapolis Police Department issued guidance in July saying that they would not even help with crowd control around.
Yeah. So, folks, I'm not buying what they're trying to sell. Obviously, they all knew about the Signal chats. They all knew how well orchestrated this is. And I'm done with the back and forth. You know, we have an attorney general who claims to be against these types of actions. She gets up there all the time, gives these Fox News sound bites where she sounds real tough, but we haven't seen any follow-up on it. How about you go out there, AG Bonnie, and start rounding these people up? These are actual domestic terrorists. These people have done a great amount of harm over these last few months. And what's been done? Zero, zilch, nothing, nothing. I want to shift gears a little bit since we're talking about Pam Bondi these days. As many of you guys know, the Jeffrey Epstein, as the president called it, a saga earlier today on Truth Social. I'm starting to get Epstein fatigue. And obviously, if you've watched anything that I've done over these last few years, you guys know that I am an ally when it comes to those who are true sexual assault survivors and do advocate on their behalf quite often. That's actually how I started my career in the news world. But the reality of it is I'm getting really, really tired of seeing all of these alleged Epstein victims come out there and speak now. And it just seems really political. As many of you guys saw yesterday during the Judiciary House Committee hearing, a group of these Epstein survivors were present at Pam Bondi's hearing, and they did raise their hands and stood to let their concerns be heard. This is my problem with all of this. And I don't want to say that we need to completely move on from it, because I didn't like it when I heard the president saying just that. But it's quite obvious that this is being utilized as a political, let's just say, deterrent. They are trying their very best to go after President Trump. They're trying to shift blame over from Democrats to Republicans on all of this, when in fact, that's not the case. Folks, President Trump did make the campaign commitment to release the Epstein files, and we're seeing them obviously be released thanks to the legislation that was pushed forward, and that wasn't voluntary. But what we have going on here now, in my opinion, is it's theatrics. It's theatrics. And I know it's not going to be a take that's widely popular amongst many, but folks, I am starting to get fired up and annoyed over this. You know, yesterday we heard a group of the survivors speaking, and in clip four, we're going to play that for you, because they're going after the White House again. Take a listen.
We as a nation have an opportunity to send a strong message that we will not protect people who victimize children, that we will stand up for what is right, despite what our politics are, that we will cross the aisle, and that we will stand behind survivors for justice. We keep hearing our press secretary and our Department of Justice and other government officials saying they're moving on from this. I wish that we could. I met Epstein Maxwell when I was 21 years old. I'm nearly 53 now. We cannot move on as survivors of this crime and as citizens of this nation without changing this narrative. So I ask you all to stand behind us and demand accountability for our government, because we certainly are going to.
Listen, my heart is with real victims of the sexual assault, obviously. But if you know the names, why not release the names? And this is my problem. Last year, and I was a little fired up over this, because I saw what they were doing. They went out there and they said, we've got names. We know names. We're going to make our own list. And we're going to put the list out there. Don't remember what that was. Let me play clip five for you, because all you had to do was search back in the archives of September of 2025. And that is exactly what was said. Take a listen.
We know the names. Many of us were abused by them. Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know, who were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors.
Yeah. All right. I'm on board. If you have the names, release the names. Even Elon Musk has come out there and said to the victims of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse, I will help pay for your legal fees. There's no NDA that will ever be upheld in court over allegations of rape. It's completely insane to sit here and blame the NDAs. The NDAs aren't the issue. Elon Musk coming out and saying, we'll pay your legal fees. And no judge is going to hold it up. No judge. Now, normally I wouldn't advocate, because I hate the Me Too movement. I thought it was awful. I actually thought it discredited a lot of the incredible work that a lot of sexual assault survivors were doing behind the scenes. But folks, enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's not going to come from our government. It needs to come from the victims themselves. And if you're not going to do that, then stop going out there and dangling this in our faces. I've had enough of seeing it. And there are key people who really have me tipping over the scales right now when it comes to all of this, because there's individuals like Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace, who I've agreed with her on some issues. She is the queen of political theatrics. As many of you guys know, when there was a closed door meeting between a lot of members of Congress and these victims, I mean, she bursted out of the room knowing that the media was all there, crying hysterically. And again, as a grown woman, I mean, you need to control your emotions. I know she claims to be a sexual assault survivor herself, but you're an adult and this isn't about you. But Nancy likes to make a lot of things about herself, and it's really discouraging to continuously see her do. She also dropped this gem yesterday on Newsmax that I actually will never have Nancy Mace on a show, and I'll explain to you why in just a second. But here she is again, dangling out there a little clip for everyone, something to really get you raged up. And, I'm not a fan of it. Take a listen to clip six.
But you would be shocked peers. That some of the names that I've seen that came across the DOJ in emails that the DOJ is protecting. And we're talking about people on both sides of the aisle. We're talking about famous people, rich people, people in power, prime ministers, former presidents, et cetera, media personalities that are named in these files. And that's why I say this is going to go down as the greatest cover up, one of the greatest cover ups in American history. And I don't believe the girls are actually going to see justice, which is why it's going to be incumbent upon people like Democrat Ro Khanna, Republican Thomas Massie. I'm a Republican myself who's willing to name some of those names in our committee work, on the floor of the House, whatever it takes, because this kind of thing cannot continue to go on. I want to give the next girl hope that when she comes forward, she won't be shamed. Her life won't be smeared in the Daily Mail or whatever the next press, you know, is going to do. What they do to female victims and to children is disgusting because they're protecting their rich and powerful friends. But you'd be surprised, shocked even at some of the names in the file.
All right. That wasn't Newsmax. That was Piers Morgan's show, which is not an upgrade, probably worse. But folks, the reality of it is they continuously go out there. And as you heard Nancy May say, they're trying to tell you things. Just tell us, Nancy. Just tell us. And why do we have to do this from the congressional floor? Oh, you want immunity. But if we were to dare carry your allegations, we'd have a lot of issues potentially legally. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. Although you guys know I do a new show on obviously InfoWars in the morning, the American Journal. People like her like to make accusations, but they like to make those accusations in safe places where there's immunity. And they don't really care what's going to happen to others. When I'm talking about this, I'm speaking from, well, I mean, we have evidence of this. Take a look at this article. This was what was, you know, what happened when Nancy Mace decided to accuse an ex of hers and his friends of going around and sexually abusing and filming the sexual abuse of individuals. She decided to make these accusations on shows like Steven Crowder's show, Ladder with Crowder, and as well as OAN's Dan Ball show. And as a result of all of this, well, now these two and others have been wrapped up into defamation lawsuits. Nancy Mace likes to go out there and she likes to say things and bash people without any evidence. Again, there's no criminal charges against the men that she named on these shows. And Crowder even did a great job at pushing back and trying to defend these men because he didn't have any evidence of the claims she was making. And he made that very, very clear. But unfortunately, though, it landed him a lawsuit, as well as Dan Ball, So she likes to make claims. She likes to make claims against a lot of men. And we still have not yet seen the results of the previous claims that she's made. So just keep that in the back of your mind when you see Nancy Mace going out there and selling you these stories and telling you about all the men that she's seen that need to be outed. Keep that in mind. Folks, we got a lot heading up on this show in just a few minutes. Sarah Gonzalez joining me in a moment to discuss the H-1B visa scam. She's been working on this. She's been getting a lot of attention. Even the AG, Ken Paxton, in the great state of Texas, has jumped on board with all the incredible work Sarah Gonzalez has been doing. So we're going to dive into that in just a bit. But in the meantime, right now, you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Why? Well, let me tell you something. We just launched a new sale. It's a mega sale. It's over 50% off on some of our favorite and our best-selling products over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you support us here and you want to keep us on air and keep our incredible work going, well, you got to do so by supporting us. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right this second. All of your favorite items on sale, up to 50% off. Head on over to the shop and check it out, thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, like, what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out. And we, the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, we, the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice and the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label. So incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene blue tincture. We've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even methylene blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose CMOS capsules, incredible, very strong concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 from the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I am Brianne Morella filling in for Alex today. Welcome aboard, guys. A lot happening right now. I just got breaking news, and it's actually got me really ticked off right now. Gail Slater, who is running the DOJ's antitrust division, just announced on X that she is stepping away from her position. Now, this is a massive, massive loss. In a post, she said, "It is with great sadness and obviously abiding hope that I will be leaving my role as AAG for the antitrust division. It was indeed an honor of the lifetime to serve in this role." Folks, this is a massive loss, and Raheem nails it. Raheem nails it in this one. The real story behind this is the greedy consultants who have been trying to oust Gail because Gail is a patriot. Now, listen, let me give you some backstory on all of this, but Raheem is 1,000% correct. Gail Slater is a patriot. Gail Slater decided to take on this position because she truly believed in MAGA. She truly believed in making sure that the MAGA agenda was pushed forward. The fact that Gail Slater is stepping away from her position tells you everything you need to know about the DOJ right now. Gail Slater is a patriot, and they tried their very best to push her out. And this is pissing me off right now. Gail was one of the very few people, when I stepped away, because I worked at Fox, I was a producer at Fox, over the vaccine mandate that they were enforcing, the New York City vaccine mandate. When I stepped away, I didn't know Gail, but Gail reached out to me. And she congratulated me and asked if I needed anything to reach out to her. She is a patriot. She truly believes in what we tell you about all the time. And this pisses me off because, folks, Gail Slater is a fighter. She didn't want the lobbyists in her office. She banned them from coming to her office. She didn't want anyone who's taking money from these big corporations as consultants to come to her and force her to maybe do a certain thing that she wasn't ethically willing to do. She sat back and fought like heck and tried fighting off these swamp creatures. And now Gail Slater is walking away from the antitrust division. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know if she was forced out or if she willingly went out. But folks, Gail Slater is a fighter. And I can tell you, they put her through hell. She took a massive pay cut to take on this position to fight like heck for the American people. And the fact that she's gone now with the DOJ, that tells you everything you need to know right now, what's going on right now in our government. We're in a big, big issue. We're in a real big problem right now. This has me boiling. Gail Slater, an absolute patriot. She tried her very best to fight for this country, and they just pushed her out. Folks, pay attention to what's going on at the DOJ. They're doing their very best, and I've been warning you about this for weeks now, to make people like Gail Slater get out of the DOJ. President Trump needs to pay attention if he truly believes and truly wants justice and he truly wants to drain the swamp. Pushing Gail Slater isn't the way to do that. Folks, let me pivot now. We continue to talk about the corruption regarding H-1B visas. And again, it's a massive issue with the Trump administration. I mean, we're continuing to keep on this H-1B visa program that we have in this country. And what are they doing? Well, they're replacing Americans. They're replacing Americans. Microsoft has laid off 16,000 American workers. But they just recently received approval for guess how many? Drum roll, please. 9,000 H-1B visas. Okay, the story itself is infuriating, but just keep in mind, when it comes to H-1B visas, who's the biggest beneficiary in all of this? Well, of course, it is those coming from India. 70% of H-1B visa holders currently come from India, and about 10 to 15% come from China. That means India and China alone are holding over 80% of our H-1B visas. Now, if you were a country that truly believed in MAGA, would you allow this to continue to happen? How does this make America great again? It doesn't. It doesn't. Joining me to discuss is Sarah Gonzalez. She is the host of the Sarah's, I always add the duh there, Sarah. She's the host of Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered over on The Blaze. And I always catch myself after I do it. But Sarah, you do an incredible job with your show. And you've been doing an incredible job in investigating all of these H-1B visa scams that are going on all across Texas. And you're continuing to do such great work. But we saw the news drop about Microsoft, which I think is an American company, how they're ditching American workers and they're importing foreign labor. This is obviously concerning. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Brianna, thank you for having me. I'm a little bit nervous. You're so fired up and angry. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a mad Brianna. So hopefully I don't piss you off.
No, I love you.
I love you back. So what we're seeing is that all of this has been happening right in front of our very eyes, where we were so concerned with illegal immigration and nobody was paying attention, or very few people were paying attention to all of the legal immigration that was happening that is unprecedented. And it's destroying American companies. It's destroying American workers. And so you have Microsoft, you have Southwest, who just recently added an outsourcing center in Hyderabad, India, which is where most of this fraud comes from. They're just funneling all of this back into their home country. And so, of course, it's not MAGA. But I mean, there are so many different issues at play with this, with Microsoft, with Southwest, with so many of these corporations. And I mean, I know that President Trump recently enacted the $100,000 fee. But unfortunately, it's not enough, because what's happening is that these companies are bringing these workers in and they are still hiring them at lower wages than American workers. So these large corporations, they want to save the bottom dollar. They want to save some money. They'll go ahead and snag up all of these H-1B workers. And despite the fact that the Department of Labor has specific conditions that say that you have to pay these people what's called a prevailing wage, you have to pay these people the same amount that you would pay these American workers, I'm not sure if anyone at USCIS is even in. Like, there are very few people. We're talking to some of them. Actually, you connected us. But I'm like, where are the people at USCIS? Why are they not on top of this? If they just do basic amounts of digging, they will see that American companies are undercutting, bringing in these H-1B workers, paying them less. And so they're saving the money. They're saving enough money that they can still afford to pay the $100,000 to bring these people in. The whole system stinks. The whole thing is corrupt. America loses in every instance of this. And we really, really have to fix it. And we have to fix it, like, by the way, like yesterday. day. It's a huge problem that this needs to be revoked. These people need to be sent back. It is really bad for the American worker, especially with AI. When you factor in AI, AI is taking all of these different jobs already. And then you factor in that we're just importing people to do our jobs. It's a really scary situation for this country.
Yeah, it is really scary. And the fact that we have the Trump administration right now not pulling away from the H-1B visas, and I want to get your thoughts on this, but I remember just a couple of months ago, he pretty much was okay with the H-1B visas. And then I believe it was the Treasury Secretary came out and said, well, no, I mean, we're going to bring people in with H-1B visas, but to train American workers. Are you seeing any signs of that?
No. No, not at all. And in fact, actually, there are other visas that are you are eligible for if you are really, really good at your job, right? Mm-hmm. Like H-1B is one of them that is supposed to be for the brightest and the best, and you just have this unique skill set. And what we're finding is elementary school math teachers, middle school science teachers, a whole bunch of software engineers when it turns out that they're actually just outsourcing their job anyway, and they're calling their friends back in India, and they're saying, hey, can you do this job for me because I'm not actually qualified because I faked my resume and I faked all of my, technical experience. I mean, it's a really, really bad situation. And my advice to the Trump administration would be you still have other visa options available if you want to bring in someone with a unique skill set, if you want to bring in someone who really is good at a particular thing. There are other visa options available, but it doesn't need to be this one. This one has shown there's overwhelming proof that it is rife with abuse and fraud. I mean, we've just uncovered the tip of the iceberg. I need like a staff of 10 people to help me sift through all of the tips that we're getting at our tip email address after our first H-1B visa expose. And we just keep peeling back the layers of the onion, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It is, the whole system is totally corrupt. The way that it's intended is not how it's playing out. And it should be very alarming to every single American because it affects literally everyone. It affects American workers. It's going to affect the next generation because they're coming in, they're buying up all of our housing, they're making housing more unaffordable, and your children are not going to be able to find a job. They're not going to be able to find housing. They're not going to be able to live out their rightful American dream because these people are importing themselves into our country over fraud.
Yeah, well, that's the part that's really concerning. And Sarah, I don't think Americans understand that even colleges and universities are actually utilizing the H-1B visa program, which is so mind-blowing. Yeah. But I just saw this one too recently. I know there's a bunch in Texas as well. But taxpayer-funded Purdue University is hiring, according to a post, is hiring software engineers. And they're doing this with the H-1B visa program. What are your thoughts on this? Because this is kind of bizarre. We're talking about a university here. And it's not even a cheap position. Like, I believe this is a six-figure position that they're currently offering right now. Why would a college and university even do this?
Right. Well, here's what I have found. What I have found in all of this is that it only takes one person who is here on an H-1B visa or who is here for a national who wants to bring their buddies in. And at that point, once they get into these universities, I mean, whether it's a university or whether it's a corporation, once they get in, they want to just bring as many people over as possible. I mean, with specific regard to, universities, you'll have someone who will come in, they will get a position in the university, and then when they will bring in their spouse on the H-4 visa, and then their spouse will create more companies and more reasons for people to come over. I mean, it's just, you name it. They are in every single sector, public and private. Why we are doing this to ourselves is beyond me. It is so obvious to anyone paying attention that we don't need these people coming in and teaching our students, whether it is, secondary education, whether it's higher education. And Brianna, some of the tips that I've gotten with regard to that are like, we're bringing in people, not even just software engineers, but professors in our public universities, and American students, I kid you not, they're like, we can't understand the professor. This is the only class that I got a D in because I couldn't understand the professor. He had such a thick Indian accent. I literally could not understand. I couldn't comprehend. And I ended up bombing the class because I couldn't understand the imported professor that they are bringing. I mean, it's really beyond comprehension why we are allowing this to happen. And with so many issues in this country, it's like we are doing it to ourselves. The answer is right in front of us if we are just brave enough and bold enough to say, I don't care what you call me. I don't care if you call me xenophobic. I don't care if you call me racist. It really has nothing to do with that. We have to save our country. We have to save our economy. We have to save our jobs before it's too late.
Yeah, no, we do. We do. And you know, Sarah, in Texas right now, we're seeing it firsthand. There's been a takeover, whether it's, you know, Indians who've been imported over these last few years or the Muslims who have come into this country and have decided to set up shop and build up compounds all across the state. And it's obviously very concerning. Ken Paxton being one of the few to jump on board very quickly to speak out against this and launch investigations to see if there's anything he could do legally to prevent this from becoming a much greater issue. But, you know, when I look over to New York City, which is obviously, I'm a New Yorker, I am absolutely disturbed by all of this. But I want our folks at home right now to take a look at this. And if you're listening audio, let me explain what's going on right here. There was an NYPD event where they had the female NYPD officers try on hijabs. And, you know, this is the problem here. The problem here is we have individuals who are forcing others to have to accept Islam. And as you see, I mean, they're literally taking these hijabs, putting them on these women and forcing them to try to, it looks like it's equity, but they don't make the men do it, of course. It looks like, what it really is they're just conditioning us for the takeover, right? They're showing us that, okay, we're going to conquer New York City. We've already done so by electing a Muslim communist to run the city. And now we're going to start forcing women to wear these hijabs and walk around and pretend like they're believers of all of this. What do you make of this? Because this is, I mean, I think it's cucking at this point. Like, we're watching all of these individuals go out there and just bow down to the Islamic takeover, and they're not pushing back. They pretend, oh, it's diversity. This is garbage to me. The fact that we allow people to go out there and force non-Muslims, whether they're Christians or even if they're Jewish, they're forced to comply with this. I'm sure if they didn't participate in this event, they probably would have lost their jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I mean, this is just another instance. You call it cucking. I think that's it's really, really accurate. But it goes back to what I was saying before. We're doing it to ourselves. Like, why are we doing this? We all know Islam is incompatible with the West. Islam is incompatible with our constitution. Why we are participating in this humiliation ritual where we're pretending like, I mean, it's like the black square that everyone had to post on Instagram or else you were going to get called a racist. Why are we doing it to ourselves is beyond comprehension. Why are we even talking about World Hijab Day? Why is it a thing that anyone in this country thinks it's appropriate to celebrate? I read that World Hijab Day was supposed to be just to combat hijabophobia. Hijabophobia, like, are you kidding me? I'm not scared of the dumb piece of fabric that you wear on your head. I think it's a rightful, rational fear to be scared of importing a bunch of people, Islamicists, who actually believe in Sharia law, who actually believe that if you don't submit, that they should conquer you, that you should die. So yeah, I'm not afraid of the piece of fabric on the head. I'm more afraid of like all of the things that come with the religion and with the governance of Islam. But I mean, it's incredible to me that they have created this false narrative about this hijab, right? Like, let's talk about the actual fabric that's on the head. What does that represent? They want to tell you it represents beauty. They want to get up there on a pedestal and at NYPD and be like, oh, I'm just so proud to wear this hijab. It's just so beautiful. It represents this unique culture and all this. And it's like, guys, the hijab represents oppression. Mm-hmm. It represents oppression of women. It represents, like stoning women to death. It represents acid attacks. It represents a whole lot of things. It represents incest. It represents a whole lot of things in Islamic culture that we shouldn't tolerate here. And so it's just really, we are doing it to ourselves. It's like, it is cucking. It's like, we're sitting there, we've got the chair next to the bed while the wife goes and does the thing with the boyfriend. Like, it's like, why are we doing this, guys? We really don't have to do it if we all just stand up and say, it's just enough is enough already.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And we're too afraid to say the truth. And the reality of it is you know, they only dress that way because their men can't control themselves. And if that wasn't the case, they wouldn't have to dress that way. I mean, the fact that they beat women, especially in Iran and other places, I mean, they literally beat women if you show an elbow. Mm-hmm. And that really gets their men fired up when they see an elbow of a female. And the fact that they also dress up their children that way, their female children, tells you everything you need to know about their so-called religion. Right. So,
which, by the way, look, that's how elbows are not hot.
I had to cover mine up.
They're not cute.
I don't want to trigger.
They're not cute. Like, what?
They'll take what they could get. It's a step up from goats. Sarah, I want to get to something else. Congresswoman LaMonica McIver yesterday this is the woman who was arrested and she's currently being prosecuted for, I believe it's allegedly assaulting DHS agents outside of a facility in New Jersey. But she had the gojones to go out there and go after the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, yesterday. And what she said to me had me unhinged. Take a listen.
So let me ask you some questions that you may be able to answer. Mr. Lyons, do you consider yourself a religious man?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands?
I'm not going to entertain that question.
Oh, okay, of course not. Do you think you're going to hell, Mr. Lyons?
I'm not
going
to entertain.
Of course not. Gentlelady. How many governments...
The gentlelady will suspend.
Chairman?
A gentlelady will suspend, as I said.
What an absolute pile of ghetto trash she is. Sarah, I'll let you sound off on it, because I'll probably say a bunch of things that I can't say on radio.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would say, like, I feel like it's a basic request that a congresswoman be able to pronounce the word ass correctly. Like, I feel like that's just a basic, like, just the bottom of the barrel level that we're asking. Can you please just pronounce basic English words correctly? But aside from that, these people are just, like, they're just ghoulish. These people are ghouls. They walk around pretending like they have the air of superiority because they're literally protecting illegal pedophiles, rapists, murderers, drug dealers. I mean, you saw the stuff they pulled with CBS News, and they tried to say, oh, well, less than 14% of those poor illegals that ICE is rounding up are actually violent criminals. Now, we're not going to talk about the drug traffickers, and we're not going to talk about, the assaulters. And we're not, I mean, there was a long list. We're not going to talk about the guys who did DWIs and killed American citizens. We're just talking about murderers. It's really despicable how these people have become the party of protecting criminals. They are the party of illegals. They are the party of protecting criminals. The fact that this woman thinks that ICE is the problem, that our federal law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line every single day in order to make this country safer are somehow the bad guys, is absolutely laughable. These people should not be taken seriously at all. Not one second of what they have to say should ever be taken seriously.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have to stop electing. Members of Congress and senators who are smarter than, because I mean, listen, my English, not the best, but you know what? I'm not running for office. And I think that's okay to admit that out loud. So there's always that. Sarah, I also want to get your take on this. You know, we heard from President Trump just moments ago on Truth Social saying what an incredible job that the Attorney General Pam Bondi did yesterday during her testimony in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Now, I like how she's a little feisty, right? Because there were some Democrats out there who wanted to get nasty with her. You might as well get a little nasty back with them. But the deflection yesterday has caught a lot of people, especially on the right. Really, it's got them really fired up. How she just inserted and started talking about the Dow Jones just randomly yesterday in clip 9. Take a listen.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan, Committee.
All right, so I think the Dow Jones is probably the last thing I want to talk about when we're talking about sexual survivors and trying to get them justice. What the heck is Pam Bondi doing here, Sarah?
Listen, I feel like, again, basic requirement for this time, Attorney General, the head of the DOJ should be that you're good at being, you know, an attorney, which means you're good at speaking, your cadence is good, you're believable. That was the most disingenuous thing I've ever seen. Whoever is preparing this for her should be fired immediately. And her delivery is just not even believable. And you'll notice, Brianna, to your point, we're trying to talk about sexual survivors, which nobody in government seems to care about or take seriously anymore. But we're trying to talk about that. And she has like kind of a smirk on her face as she's trying to, you know, bring up the Dow. None of it is funny. None of it is laughable. She seems to think that she comes in there with the canned points, which to your point, they shouldn't be allowed to just, you know, talk about all of the Trump administration the way that they do to their faces and insult them. But you got to get better comebacks than the ones that we heard from Pam Bondi. I don't know at what point President Trump just cuts the cord and says, you know what? You've caused me enough problems. You've caused me enough headaches. This entire Epstein files have been bungled from the beginning. And maybe, just maybe, I should bring in someone who's more concerned with doing their jobs than when their next hit on Fox News is going to be. It's just, it's really embarrassing. I elected Donald Trump to make America great again. I elected Donald Trump so that he could come in and implement his agenda. And it just doesn't seem like that's what's happening anymore. One of the common problems, one of the common denominators in all of these issues is Pam Bondi. And I just have to wonder when the hell he is going to finally say, we need better, America deserves better, and put in a real, like a real person with real expertise and real qualifications who can go in and get the job done professionally.
Yeah, and Sarah, we got about a minute left, so I'll let you do take that next. But what do we do from here? Because right now, you know, we see the president on Truth Social. He's very proud of the work that Pam Bondi has done thus far. I would say there's not enough that's been done. I'm sitting on the sidelines watching. And, you know, as I ranted in the open, Gail Slater being tossed from the DOJ as the lead of the antitrust division has me on edge, because that was a patriot. That was the kind of person that the American people wanted over the DOJ, just based on I've known her. So I know that this is like the person that MAGA wants in a position like that. What do you make of all of this? Because the president's still praising Pam Bondi.
That's the problem, is that the president, despite all of the great things about him, one of his fatal flaws is that he appreciates loyalty. He puts loyalty above a lot of other things. And so I think that the president just needs to, he needs to get over the fact that while Pam Bondi has been loyal to him, that's not everything. And the American people, listen, Republicans are going to take a shellacking at the midterms if he can't get this straightened out. You have Tom Holman pulling out of Minnesota. That's not what we voted for. You have Pam Bondi bungling the Epstein files. Nobody seems to want to name names. That's not what the American people voted for. We voted for transparency. We voted for law and order. And President Trump really needs to set aside loyalty and put the American people at the top prioritization, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, thank you for jumping on with us today. She's the host of Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. There's no "the" in front of it. I'll have to have you on more often so I can get this right. But Sarah, thank you as always for joining me. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Brianna.
All right, folks. Let me remind you, we have an incredible sale going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. 52% off site-wide. It's our mega sale, and it's going to end very, very soon. So you got to stop what you're doing right now and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Some of your favorite items, actually it's all of your favorite items, are on sale right now. And if you want to keep us on air, you want to support us in our mission to, you know, bring the truth to the American people, the best way to do so is to head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Your support is what keeps us on air, and we are very grateful for that. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We got a lot happening in the next hour. Autry Pruitt will be joining the show. A lot to sound off on that front regarding the Save America Act, as well as a couple of other incredible guests. So buckle up. We got more to discuss in a second.
I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those at AlexJonesStore.com. No matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones Network that's been built. So Key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit Complex, the Irish Sea Moss, Atomic Defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.